Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe, without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything, to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you, from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
Oh, you really did this. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. Ed Norris, Rob Long. Ed, when you charge a man with what the feds have charged him with, you're basically saying, we're going to get you. We're going to get you.
Yeah.
We hate you now. We're going to get you.
The problem is they're not basically saying it. They're saying it. They're going to get you. I know what you meant, but that's basically what they are saying, because they will. And that's why I want to explain to people how this really works. Diddy may be the worst human on earth, but I believe none of what I've, half of what I see and none of what I hear. Because this may have all taken place. I guess it has. Enough people said it did. I don't know what the other people, all the participants, I don't know how he coerced everybody to do all this stuff. I can't imagine that he just forced every, and there's so many people involved in this. Was no one else complicit? I don't know. That's not my point. My point is, like Rob was alluding to, is like the way the feds work, it's not like going to state court where you have a chance, which it is somewhat equitable. In federal court, you have zero chance of winning. Once you're indicted, and people think a grand jury is a big thing. Ooh, it's the grand jury. No. A grand jury is a room of people where the prosecutors go in every day, sometimes for years, and present evidence to bolster the case just to get the level of proof to probable cause. Just so you know, that's the same level of proof a police officer has in his head in the street when he locks you up for something. He thinks this may be worth charging you. That's all it is. It's the lowest burden of proof there is, probable cause. That's what an indictment is.
Just a level above reasonable suspicion.
Right, which you can't be arrested for. Yeah. Yes, correct. So that's right. And that's exactly it. It's a low burden of proof. The problem is with the federal government, it's very easy. It's easy to attain. The slang in the business is you can indict a ham sandwich. Because you can. It's like they can indict anybody at any time for anything. And all it is an accusation. But in a federal system, it's so hard to beat them because everything's weighed in their favor. They charge everybody with conspiracy, which I'll explain in a second. Just to give you the stats, for the people indicted by the federal government, 97% take a guilty plea. Of the 3% that don't, 90-something percent are convicted. You have to be out of your mind or incredibly wealthy, like a Donald Trump or someone of that ilk, to go to trial with these guys. Because what they'll tell you when they have you is, we have unlimited time and unlimited money, which means they'll work on you forever until they get you. And that's what they do.
And your money is part of what they're using.
It's a horrible system. I have so much contempt for this system and the people that work. They're disgusting. They're worse than the friggin' mob.
Am I right that many times they get these convictions because they don't convict you for what they originally charged you for?
Martha Stewart. Wow. Martha Stewart was never convicted of insider trading. She was convicted of lying to an FBI agent while not under oath. How about that one? That's right. Because they trump all these charges up, and then they get you with something you weren't charged with, mm-hmm. or something minor that you were charged with. Like with me. All the stuff they did with me. They went after me. They couldn't find what they were looking for in that stupid fund, which is no taxpayer money. Spent the same way everybody spent it before that. But what they did find was when I bought my house, my father lent me $9,000. And I paid him back. I paid back money. So what that is, they found that. And what happened was when you signed, I signed a letter saying the money was a gift. My father signed it. I signed it. They threatened both of us with prison. And said, if you don't take a guilty plea to that stuff, which was false, I didn't do the other stuff, and there was no crime. The prosecutor said he wouldn't charge me the year prior. He said, no public money involved. He said, I may have spent it differently, but there's no crime here. He said that and then ended up doing it. So then they ended up making me, you know, they told me, literally, they said, you'll never see your son grow up. He was four, I think, at the time. I would have said I shot Kennedy. This is what sucks about them so badly. What's Diddy accused of? Blackmail. What does the federal government do? Blackmail. They blackmail people every single day. Every day they do this to people.
So with what he's being charged with right now, and give me this pure speculation, what can this come down to perhaps?
I think what's going to happen in this case is he's going to have a hard time proving that the people weren't complicit in this, you know, that he really forced everybody into this. I think in the end, because I don't know what the evidence is, but I know how they operate. I think they're going to force a plea at him. He's facing a potential life in prison now. So this is what they do. They pile charge upon charge upon charge. He'll be charged really 85. I guarantee it's going to be something ridiculous. You know, 85 indictment counts, potential life imprisonment, this and that. In the end, you're going to see him guilty of one or two or three, whatever, and he'll get like a 10-year sentence, which is nothing to sneeze at. He'll get something substantial.
Okay,
so who he is. But I just really have a – I wish that they need to abolish the system and start over or let the states take care of it because this is crazy.
If he goes Nino Brown, meaning taking everybody down with him, will he live through this?
Will he live through this?
Yeah, because I don't think he's alone.
I don't think he is either because if he did all this, he had people involved doing it for him, you know.
I don't think he'll live through it if he goes Nino Brown.
Yeah.
And I think the Fed.
Possibly not.
I think that's what the feds want, Ed.
They do. They're always looking to go up.
I think they want him to start talking.
Yeah.
And if we ever get to that level where it looks like he may start talking.
Yeah.
I don't think he's going to survive.
Yeah. He's going to have an incredibly awful rest of his life, no matter what. Because whatever the sentence is going to be, I'm talking like he's been convicted because in my mind he already is because you can't win. He's not going to win. Because all they have, and the other thing I want to talk about, I mentioned conspiracy. They always throw in a conspiracy charge. Conspiracy to commit arson. Conspiracy to do, because all that is you and another plan to do something and need one overt act. So say conspiracy to commit kidnapping, for just an example. You and a guy talk, you're getting charged with this. If you went to like Ace Hardware and bought some duct tape, that's an overt act. That will get you convicted.
Even if I needed duct tape at home.
Whatever. Yeah. Yes. Because I remember when it came down to it in my case, I was trembling at the table. I was so white hot angry because I was reading all these things. Do you say this willingly? Of course I don't say this willingly. Do you do this? Oh, and I said to him, I said, I didn't do this. He said, just calm down. He said, they charge you with conspiracy. All they need is one overt act and get one, and you're guilty of all of them. This system sucks. It absolutely sucks. So I just encourage people, when you watch TV and you hear about people charged with things in the news, Martha Stewart, whomever, or Jamal Lewis, that was a phone call. Never had him selling drugs. He was on a call with somebody. And he was charged with, you know, all kinds of drug trafficking. Martha Stewart, charged with insider trading. Not convicted of it. Nope. Convicted of basically a false statement, not under oath. She had a felony conviction, served time. It goes on. The list goes on. You got to read about this stuff. Just read about it. They do this all. They've been doing it forever. There's a book called The Tyranny of Good Intentions. It's a short read. If you're interested in this stuff, I encourage you to read it. Your jaw will drop at the cases that they've forced on people. And it's a short book, I promise you. It's the only book since college I highlighted. It was like, whoa, they did this, they did that, they did this to me. It's like the playbook for the feds.
Wow.
It sucks. And Diddy's in trouble.
Thanks a lot, Edward. Ryan Ripken joins us at 9:30, but on the other side, Ravens. Do you think we'll see Lamar on the field at OTAs? Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin, or what that clunking sound from your dryer is. With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
If you don't know about flyer deals on Instacart, this message is for you. Flyer deals are like strolling through your favorite store looking for deals, but you're scrolling your phone and maybe you're in bed because getting delivery doesn't mean you have to miss deals like you'd get at the store. Like the one creamer that doesn't make your stomach hurt or the pasta sauce you can't not buy when it's on sale. So download the Instacart app, shop flyers, and never miss a deal on one of your favorites. Plus, get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes.
Attention, sports enthusiasts. Keep the adrenaline pumping and elevate your game day with Chumba Casino. It's completely free to play. No purchase necessary. Whether you're cheering from the stands, on the move, or relaxing at home, Chumba Casino brings the thrill of social casino directly to your fingertips. Experience the ultimate social casino adventure with reels of casino-style games offering hundreds of exciting options to choose from and fresh new releases every week. There's always something new and thrilling to explore. From action-packed social slots and classic blackjack to engaging bingo and solitaire, the fun never stops. Plus, enjoy generous daily login bonuses and a fantastic free welcome bonus to kickstart your social gaming journey. Dive into the excitement. Discover a world where you can play for your chance to redeem some serious prizes and have a blast along the way. Don't miss out. What are you waiting for? Join now and immerse yourself in nonstop fun and adventure with Chumba Casino. Get in on the action today at ChumbaCasino.com and make every day a Chumba day. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus.
I just wanted to stay away and just grind, you know, just want to come back and just see how I felt. I feel good. You know, I asked my guys how they feel if I stay home. They was like, you know, it's cool. You know, I want to get some chemistry. They'll tell me I want to get some chemistry. I'm like, man, we're going to get that regardless when we get back. Chemistry going to be there when I get there for camp. So I was just good, just trying to grind.
That was Lamar Jackson in 2022 on why he didn't show up for OTAs. Admittedly, I didn't like it back in 2022 when he didn't show up. I didn't change my mind. Lamar Jackson is more established now. Lamar Jackson has done it his way before then and since then, and it's worked out. So who am I to question Lamar Jackson now? Mm-hmm. He's gotten to the point of his career where, man, who am I? I can't question Lamar Jackson. Lamar Jackson feel like he doesn't need to be. I wasn't there in 2022, Ed. Mm-hmm. I didn't have that opinion then. Now I have my that opinion because of who the level of consistency that this man has had throughout his career, especially the last, what, 3-4 years? Who am I? You don't want to show, don't show. Mm-hmm. I'm cool. In fact, I don't want you to show.
I'm going
to
put it, he's earned it. He's 2-time MVP, should have been 3. I know what he can do. There's no, does anybody doubt, you know, he's going to have a great season if he, you know, remains healthy? No. So there's nothing I need to see from him that's going to change, you know, my view of, you know, of him, you know, not showing for OTAs or whatever. Uh-uh.
I don't want him to show.
I don't want him to show. I don't care. He doesn't need to show.
Stay home, Lamar. Keep grinding. Because evidently what you do at home has helped.
Yeah.
Has worked. Whatever. And if he says, nah, I think I need to go this year. All right. Well, if that's what you want to do, do it. There's certain quarterbacks. I'm not asking Pat Mahomes, I'm not asking Josh Allen, I'm not asking Joe Burrow. There's certain quarterbacks, man, you know, you do what you want.
Yeah.
Do you?
It's absolutely true. Do you?
Joe, do you want to see him in OTA?
Well, he might want to see himself there because he gets paid if he goes.
I think he might.
Gets a $750,000 bonus for each day that he's there.
Isn't that incredible?
Sorry, in total.
Yeah. Total, yeah.
So, like last year, he went to only one, but then skipped the rest, and that cost him $750,000.
He's all right.
And he might be all right, but yeah. You know, there's other dudes that are like, man, he must have real F you money if he can just sit around and say, nah, I'm good.
He does.
Well, not he's the ninth highest paid quarterback in the league now.
Yeah.
So if I want to see him there, it means that he's in the building and he's talking to Eric DaCosta and they're trying to figure out a contract extension.
There's that. There is that. That's a good point. Okay, so if he's coming to OTAs to work out a new contract extension, okay. Get off the field, Lamar. Play catch. In fact, just throw. Let somebody else catch it for you. He's the franchise, man.
Yes.
The biggest Lamar hater 4 or 5 years ago has to admit today that he's the franchise. The biggest Lamar hater. A friend of mine, Mike. Oh, my gosh. When I first met Mike 3 years ago, was one of the biggest Lamar critics there was. Mike is a stubborn sports fan. But even Mike now tell you, no. That's Lamar, man.
Mm-hmm.
It's Lamar. But because it is. It's a bad man. And stop denying it. And as far as I'm concerned, Lamar Jackson, I don't want to see him in OTAs. 410-583-1057. Ed and I even went one step further a little bit earlier, and we both agreed that OTA is unnecessary. Am I right?
I don't think they're necessary. It's certainly not for him. Guys like him. Look, if you're just drafted, you walk on. You're fighting for a spot. You're a practice team player, special team. Okay, this is important. Maybe you worked hard in the offseason. Your time to shine. You want to show what you can do. But for guys like Lamar Jackson, nope.
And I agree with that. I agree. But for those guys, it shouldn't be OTA. It should be mandatory.
Yeah, I guess you can't make it from some and other. But whatever. Because you'd be foolish not to go. Because if you're on the bubble, you don't show up. Bye bye.
Yeah. 410-583-1057. Let's go to Woodbury and get Joe. What's up, Joe?
I'm listening to you guys talk, man. So a thought came to my head: how we put expectations on the players that we like. And I'm wondering, like, how many times do we think if a player we like, now especially on a team sport, don't get a championship, do we feel as though he's underachieving? I'm saying to myself, well, you got individual sports like golf and tennis and anything individual, but team sports got so many variables plus the officials and all that. So I'm saying to myself, if Lamar don't win a Super Bowl, I ain't hating on him and I ain't mad at him because I got what I wanted to see out of him. I wanted to see him succeed.
This is where I disagree. This is where it comes into play. How did that person or that player perform in those situations? If he constantly underachieved in playoffs, then yes, I put it on him. If he played well and played up to his level and his capability during those postseason games and his team lost, I don't put it on him. I don't. So to me, it all depends. Charles Barkley not winning a title to me is not on Charles Barkley. It's a team sport.
Charles Barkley. And Carl Malone, he's another one.
I don't remember how Carl Malone played the postseason. I can't say I do. I can't say I remember how Carl Malone played in the postseason. Regular season, no. I'm not giving him a pass because he was great in the regular season. Because we could say you didn't win a title because you didn't play well in the postseason. That's the whole point. If you got a guy who wins multiple MVPs, and I'm not saying this is Lamar, but you got a guy who wins multiple MVPs, Ed,
mm-hmm.
regular season MVPs, but in the postseason he constantly underachieves, yes, I'm gonna put it on him.
Yeah, after a while, yes. Because then, you know, you come to expect that. And, I don't want to see her because the regular season championship means nothing.
Nothing.
Absolutely nothing.
What you did, regular season MVPs, if you can't step up in the postseason, then that doesn't mean anything to me either.
Yeah.
So, yeah, no, I'm not. I can't say that I give Lamar a pass for not getting it done in the postseason. I can't say I give him a pass. I don't. Because Lamar has not performed his best all the time.
Mm-hmm.
Is it always his fault? No. But there are times where he's been part of the problem. 410-583-1057 is the number. And that has nothing to do with what I want him to show up for OTAs. Still don't want him to show up.
No, I just think this is just completely unnecessary in his case. It just is. And got to be honest, it's hard to get excited about OTAs. Because the only thing we talk about with OTAs is who didn't show up. I mean, I'm totally serious. I don't remember everyone, anybody talking about, you know, anything important that happened or something, somebody really stuck out. It's just who showed up, who didn't show up, and then the conversation takes, you know, it takes place after that. That's all it is. So, no thanks.
Joe LaCroix's encore at 9:45, but on the other side, we'll talk some baseball with Ryan Ripken up next on The Fan. 9:31 in the a.m. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show. Joining us for the Ryan Ripken Show, he is, you guessed it, Ryan Ripken. What's up, Ryan?
What's going on, everyone? How you doing this morning?
Doing well, right, man. So are the Birds. They've won three in a row. They've gotten clutch hitting, good pitching. It's amazing how, you know, your probability of winning goes up when you have those things, right?
Yeah, you know, when you pitch, hit, and catch, crazy what that can do for a team's record, right? But you know, the biggest thing, how about the pitching? You know, and that's, you know, look, we knew overall the team had underperformed in the ways that they thought you'd be a strength in your team, right? So, for instance, going into the season, starting pitching was the question mark. Offense was supposed to be the strength. Well, it proves to you, if your starters can go out there and keep it close and go out there and put yourself in a position, that's where just takes a hit, some magic can happen. And then, like yesterday, Charlie Morton goes out, gives you a good start, and your offense is able to scratch some across earlier in the game. It can be contagious, and the Birds three in a row. I'm not saying anything yet, but this is what you're hoping to see, and you're hoping they can continue to carry this momentum over in for the rest of the month into June.
Ryan, Andy Kosker wrote a very good article about the Hyde situation and all. One of the things that was alluded to by Hyde in a team meeting was that the rest of Major League Baseball view the Orioles as soft. As in, you know, they get down a couple runs and they just don't fight. Do you think any of that's true?
Honestly, just knowing the league and the competitiveness of it, you know, if teams feel a weakness, you know, they might not say the word soft. They might use different words, or there could be some fabrication, if I'm being completely honest. But I wouldn't be surprised. I'll say this. Like, I remember there's a team that came to town when the Orioles were really struggling. And just to be fair to the team, I'm not going to say who it was. And I know a couple of the guys, and one of the words that they kept saying was, this team, we don't have any fear facing this team.
Right.
Like, they're not the same team that they were, and they could see it. And also, when you're struggling – And it's a really tough momentum or time that you're going through, you know, teams can sense that even more. You know, every time that I played growing up from the amateur days to my professional days, when a team wasn't right or a team didn't have confidence, you could easily sniff that out, and that gave you confidence in the meantime. So I don't want to put words in the mouth of saying soft, but teams definitely can sense when your ball club, you know, maybe isn't the same or isn't being viewed the same by others.
Here with Ryan Ripken, Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on The Fan. Ryan, we saw last year Jackson Holliday looked like he was headed to being one of the biggest busts in baseball recently, even though we knew it was too soon. He looked like he didn't belong in the majors. He has turned 180. I love him defensively. And offensively, he looks like he has a plan. Talk about his progress and his growth from just a year ago.
No, man, it's fantastic, and it's also a good reminder. You know, you gotta let situations marinate, you know, and see what's gonna happen and unfold. And you know, why I'm so happy with Jackson is because, you know, and I have a soft spot for this because maybe just understanding how hard expectations of Jackson was. By far, 10 times the player that I could have been. But I understand what he had to deal with because you're the number one overall pick, but the bigger part is of what his dad accomplished.
Right.
and what his brother is probably going to be is the number one overall pick this upcoming draft. So what I loved is he faced all this expectation. And people were ready to write him off last year, which was not fair because of how young he is. And all he did was go back down. He didn't pout about it, or at least he didn't show it. And he went and he worked. And then he went into this year and he worked again. And he focused. And with the team struggling, it didn't waver that. I think that's what I love the most, is that adversity struck this team, but it did not strike Jackson Holliday.
Right, right.
And for a young player to have that makeup right there, it allowed his skill set to show. And this is why you didn't trade him, and this is why you believe he's going to be a player for the next 10 years here. I think everything he's doing is spectacular, and that's an understatement. I'm so happy.
Well, Ryan, my question to you is, you watch him play every day. You now see Kyle Stowers play every day and getting better in Miami. Do you not think that Heston Kjerstad deserves maybe a three-week period where you just let him go out there, grip and rip, and let him play? We've yet to see that for him. And I personally believe, I can't prove it, but that's part of the reason that he hasn't really seen his potential yet.
Yeah, I mean, in this day and age, we're quick to judge what players are going to be. And the reality is, if we look at throughout the Major League Baseball, look at the hottest-hitting Baltimore Oriole, Ryan O'Hearn, he was cast away after multiple years in Kansas City of even given an opportunity. And they said, it's not working out. And Ryan O'Hearn is looking like an all-star type player for the Baltimore Orioles, right? So for Heston, it's reps. I think we would have seen him break out if he didn't get hit last year in the head, and that took him off course. And baseball is about reps, consistency, and proving yourself consistently that you can do it. I would love to see Heston get multiple opportunities consistently in a row, throw him out there and see what happens. I don't anticipate that, unfortunately, you know, so I think he's going to have to continue to grind. And but the one thing I wanted to mention about, you said about Stowers, and you're right, Stowers played with that mind game of, I think I can do it, but I didn't get a run enough to see if I could, you know. And in Miami, then, when he finally did, I want to point out, before he broke out, he had 50 games in Miami last year when he got traded, and he hit like 176. Yep. So not everyone's going to have the same path. But for anyone that's doubting Heston's potential, I caution them, because when I watched him, there was nothing Heston couldn't do with the bat. But if your mind is not in the right place and you don't feel like you can maximize that, then it might take some time. But hang with him, because talent is not an issue.
Well, I'm hanging with him.
Yeah, I know you are. I know you are, Rob.
Ryan, 19-34 right now. If they play, we did the math earlier. Listen to the math. If they play 550 baseball, which is 200 points higher than they're playing now, so unlikely, they're still a 79-win team going nowhere. What do you think it's going to look like at the trade deadline? Are people like some of our young guys going, Mullins or Hearn, are they potential trade pieces? Or are the Orioles going to stand pat because, you know, with the extra wild cards now, it's not over till it's over?
Yeah, I think you got to see what type of run, realistically, you're going to have to see what type of run you go on in the next 2 to 3 weeks, you know? Yeah, and you don't have to be in a rush to make a move, right? The deadline's not going to be until the end of July. Yep. So if you're looking to be sellers, and teams really want your players, then you wait. However, this is the part where I kind of look at it. The Orioles aren't in a rebuild, even if the season doesn't turn around. They're in a retool. They have pieces. You're going to give those pieces a shot next year. You're going to make some philosophical changes, or at least that's the hope. Mm-hmm. And then you act accordingly. But I do wonder what is the plan if you trade some guys away? That tells me that you don't have a plan for your future for these veterans. But we've also shown that youth is a great thing, but if you don't have those key pieces within your team and organization that fit your identity, you're going to have problems. Now, I don't know what the Orioles' identity is going to be moving forward,
But I'll tell you, a guy that loves being here is Ryan O'Hearn.
Yep.
I know a guy that loves being here is Cedric Mullins, and their value is going to be high. But you got to ask yourself, do we have those people fit to be Baltimore Orioles and will help our team chemistry and the whole organization get back to what Baltimore baseball is? That is the question that they're going to have to answer as they move towards the deadline.
There he is, Ryan. Tell us what you're doing this week, man. How can we hear more Ryan Ripken?
Yeah, all right, so Ryan Ripken Show Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday on YouTube. Baltimore Baseball Tonight down there with Bob Haney, and ripping it with Ryan on Friday from 12 to 2, and that's about it.
Thank you, my friend. Go O's.
I appreciate you guys. Go O's. Have a great day.
You too, man. Joe has the encore. You don't want to miss it. Find out what we learned today on The Fan.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
Instacart is on a mission to have you not leave the couch this basketball season. Because between the pregame rituals and the postgame interviews, it can be difficult to find time for everything else. So let Instacart take care of your game day snacks or weekly restocks and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Because we hear it's bad luck to be hungry on game day. So download the Instacart app today and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three orders. Service fees apply for three orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants.
Attention sports enthusiasts, keep the adrenaline pumping and elevate your game day with Chumba Casino. It's completely free to play, no purchase necessary. Whether you're cheering from the stands, on the move, or relaxing at home, Chumba Casino brings the thrill of social casino directly to your fingertips. Experience the ultimate social casino adventure with reels of casino-style games offering hundreds of exciting options to choose from and fresh new releases every week. There's always something new and thrilling to explore, from action-packed social slots and classic blackjack to engaging bingo and solitaire. The fun never stops. Plus, enjoy generous daily login bonuses and a fantastic free welcome bonus to kickstart your social gaming journey. Dive into the excitement. Discover a world where you can play for your chance to redeem some serious prizes and have a blast along the way. Don't miss out. What are you waiting for? Join now and immerse yourself in nonstop fun and adventure with Chumba Casino. Get in on the action today at ChumbaCasino.com and make every day a Chumba day. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus.
Yo, I'm about to have a squirrel moment. I'm just warning you right now. Is that a Thor hammer?
Yes.
Do you have a miniature Thor hammer on your key ring?
I do. Would you like me to have a regular size Thor hammer on my key ring?
I'm sure you would like to. I'm looking over. He's making adjustments over there. Number one, folks, he has his schedule book out, and he's making some adjustments. Because Ed Norris puts everything in that little book. If everybody you lost that book, what would happen?
I'd be spinning in circles.
Okay, so you didn't just meet me, right?
No.
You know, if I ever get my hand on that book, I'm going to hide it from you.
No, don't hide it. Just put in fake entries.
And I'm going to have you doing this. Oh, my book. Left and right.
Oh.
Like Chris Farley with my book.
Oh, yeah.
He puts everything in his book. May have put what we just talked about in that book. Not maybe yet. In there. Yeah, did that yet? You a rabbit hole yet? And that's the encore for the day. It's true. And I like your suggestion, Ed. By the way, Encore, sponsored by?
Oh, sponsored by Lions Den, as always. Explore your limits, embrace your curiosity, and spark up that relationship with Lions Den. A bunch of locations around here. Check them out.
I think that's what I'm going to do, Ed. One day when you leave and you get that book, I don't put, I'm start scheduling just randomly. Get in touch with myself and put touch in parentheses. I'm just going to start putting random stuff in there.
Yeah. I can't live without a book. I have to have a written book.
He lives by that book so much that he may do it as a, well, I'll put it down here. So I got
to fly that LA today, I guess.
It's like, listen, let me ask you this, man. How much difference does a 3-game winning streak change your perspective of the game tonight?
Not a whole lot, honestly.
Not a lot.
Yeah.
I
mean, look, it's been a god-awful beginning of the season. It's going to take a little more than a 3-game winning streak. If they win like 7 out of 10.
No, I'm not talking about your perspective on the season, perspective on tonight.
Oh,
tonight's game.
I think tonight's good. It's good. It changed my perspective.
That's
a little
my point. I don't think they're going to win 85 games now because they won 3 in a row. Yeah. But now all of a sudden, I'm looking at this matchup tonight. I'm thinking, wait a minute. Oh. You got Sagano.
I got more. Well, he's the pitcher I have the most faith in.
No.
You're playing decent baseball. Yeah, I have some faith in him tonight, sure.
We'll find out if Adley can get back in the lineup. He got dinged up. It was held out yesterday. So he's going through the – what did he say? Marcelino said he's going through the process.
Process.
He's going through the process right now. We'll see where that takes him. I hope he doesn't land on IL.
Oh, please. You can't have any more guys on the IL.
Didn't they just bring up a catcher?
No more room.
They just added a catcher to the roster, which tells me something.
Well,
what's the guy's name?
Maverick, you mean?
No, not Maverick. Chadwick Tromp.
Did we pick up a new Chadwick?
Chadwick Tromp.
Is that real?
Yeah. And I'm waiting for Glenn Clark to label him.
Well, I mean, he's just another
profile.
He's another fraternity member. This sounds like a lacrosse fraternity.
Well, the most famous Chadwick was a...
Chadwick Boseman?
Yeah, black dude, though. Yeah. Chadwick? But he does have a fraternity name, he does. But they picked up a Chadwick Tromp.
Come on, man. Gunner, Adley, Jackson,
Maverick,
Heston, Maverick, Jordan, Dylan,
Colton,
Kobe. Now Chadwick. Where'd you get all these guys from?
You know.
I know. Plays wouldn't let me in.
You know. I think was it Ray in Baltimore who said it best? You got a lot of boy band members, but we need some new addition.
And Gunner went to an academy that didn't have a black person until 2010.
Is that true?
That is 100% true.
So did Vinny.
Fair enough. Yes, gentleman over there in the corner, Rob Long.
He's from Alabama.
I know. I'm just saying.
So it's not that.
It's not that crazy, but it's named after a Civil War general. Now they have They have less than 10 people of 300 that are minorities.
Can I say this to you? When I moved to South Carolina in the mid-90s, they were still talking about desegregating schools.
Really? Jesus.
Yes. Joe, time for us to talk about what we learned today. Ed, what did you learn today?
I'm just going to bring back the two bright spots we talked about at 6 o'clock this morning. That's Jackson Holliday and Ryan O'Hearn.
Yeah.
After looking really lost last year, like he was overwhelmed with major league pitching, Jackson Holliday has really, really turned it around. It's almost, he's about 267, 319 on-base percentage, 743 slugging, OPS. He's starting to steal a couple bases. He belongs now. He belongs here now, and it's a good thing because he's barely old enough to drink, and he's turned it around in one season. And Ryan O'Hearn, he's literally having an MVP season. I mean, if not for, Aaron Judge, he's fifth in the majors in batting average at .340. He's got a .426 on base percentage. He's smacked 8 bombs. He's having an amazing year. So, I mean, there are some bright spots in a very disappointing season. We just happened to talk about him earlier. I just want to bring him back up.
Think about this, Ed. In the last 10 years, what the Orioles have gotten something for nothing. Rule 5, Anthony Santander.
Yeah.
Cash considerations, Ryan O'Hearn. They've gotten something for absolutely nothing. This is really two different administrations. This is not even, this is not all Elias. This is two different administrations, and they've been able to get something out of nothing. Because I think Dan Duquette could have did a little bit better as the GM if he didn't have Buck always trying to put his fire out.
They didn't like each other.
Every time he tried to make a move, Buck would, no, don't want that.
Yep.
Yeah, so I think it would have been a little bit better. A couple of national days today. Today is National Grape Day. What's your favorite fruit?
My favorite fruit?
Fruit, yeah.
Oranges, probably.
Mine are grapes.
Really?
That's my favorite fruit. Grapes.
I like grapes.
Oranges are up. My favorite fruit is grapes. My favorite fruit juice is orange. I got to have an orange juice every morning.
I've noticed.
Every morning I got to have one, man. I do. I have to have two things in the morning. A coffee, when I'm done my coffee, an orange juice. Yeah. Today is also National Grape Popsicle Day.
Aw.
That's not my favorite popsicle, though.
I do like grape popsicles, though.
Anything that's grape,
purple.
Anything that's grape that's not a real grape is too sweet. Notice grape popsicles are sweet, much sweeter than grapes.
Grape jelly.
Much sweeter than grapes. Grape juice, much sweeter than grapes. Yeah. Grapes are the perfect blend of sweetness and a little bit of sour.
You like those cotton candy grapes?
Yeah, I do like those.
Those are good.
I do like
those. I like grapes a lot.
I like the big grapes and you freeze them.
Mm-hmm.
That's good.
Yeah.
That's pretty good. Yep. I learned that from watching a movie. I never did it before I watched the movie. What was it? This Christmas. They talked about it. And today is National Cellophane Day. I don't know. Cellophane Tape Day.
Really?
Yeah. Cellophane Tape even gets a day. Come on, Ed.
Come on now.
Today, Sam Snead would have celebrated a birthday today. Former golfer, boys and girls, for those of you who don't know. Jackie Slater, arguably one of the best. One of the best offensive linemen in NFL history. He turned 71 today, Ed. Man, Jackie Slater is 71? Jeez. Yeah. Former NBA player Doug West turns 58 today. Former baseball player, MLB player Jeff Bagwell turns 57 today. Former baseball player Todd Hundley turns 56 today. Former Heisman Trophy winner and NFL quarterback Danny Werfel turns 51 today. And former NFL defensive lineman Darrell Russell turns 49 today. Hall of Fame baseball player Frank Thomas and Baltimorean NFL player Antonio Freeman both celebrate a birthday today. Joe, who is older?
Freeman.
Freeman is older, okay?
I'm going with Thomas because those commercials, they need help.
Well, both of them would need help based on their age. Antonio Freeman turns 53, and you know Frank Thomas is older than that. He turns 57, so Frank Thomas is older. I played high school football against Antonio Freeman.
Did you?
He was a year behind me. He went to Poppy.
Oh.
Yeah. Yeah, he was good.
I'm sure he was.
Vinny and Haney up next. Have yourselves a safe and wonderful Taco Tuesday.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hey, everyone. Summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high-quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in 1 day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.